You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we are joined by the wonderful, the fabulously talented Neve of Big Sur. Welcome, Neve.
Hi, thank you for having me virtually and on air. Hello, Dunedin.
Yes, Neve is joined in from via Zoom, and it was giving me a wee bit of a panic because my tech lady Becca is out, so I was like, Jordan, how do I turn on the Zoom? Not me growing up in COVID. I know how the Zoom works. But Neve, we're here to talk about Big Sur's new release, the single Lands.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Can you tell us a bit about the inspiration behind that track? It's an awesome track. I feel like I need to put my cow boots on, get like kind of ride into town. It's just country chill in my, like, what I got from it. So tell us a wee bit about that.
I wrote this song. I wrote the initial kind of chords and lyrics and melody a couple months back, probably six months ago now, and then brought it to the awesome band that I share with some of my really great friends. We made it into the country, hopefully country anthem that that it is now. The song itself is, as you might be able to tell from the lyrics, is about the perspective, or from the perspective of a female warrior or female fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote this song after kind of delving a little bit into my kind of Celtic, Gaelic ancestry.
Yeah.
And some of the mythology behind that, which features quite heavily themes of female fighters, female war leaders, female warriors.
I think that's so cool, and I think there's such a a gap in kind of those stories, like, that were passed down for so many generations, kind of been, you know, thinned out. Because being from Celtic Gaelic myself, you know, you're like, oh, you know, sometimes you don't get told those stories, and I think that's awesome to kind of bring a modern twist on it, bringing it into music and media and kind of that mainstream, but also kind of giving like a wee touch to the country as well, which is awesome. So there's been such a positive reaction with a lot of your things, and especially the excitement around this new single. Is there, like, how do you deal with kind of this, do you ever get like overwhelmed with the sense of like, I've hit it on the head, like, this is it? Or is it kind of like, no, like, you chill with it, you're like, I'm cool, I got it?
I think anyone kind of that makes music skirts a line between self-deprecation and confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at times it's kind of hard for all of us as a band to all agree on feeling completely happy about something, about an achievement that we've made.
Yeah.
But the last moment that I think I and the rest of the band felt really stoked was last week on Friday. We played the 95 BFM's Fancy New Band Showcase up here in Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
And the response on the night and the entire event was just really beautiful. And we had a lot of support for our song from an audience that we'd not played to before, that the radio, that BFM had provided to us. So I think, to answer your question, that has definitely been a moment where I thought, yes.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, and you should be so proud, like, you and your whole team, you know, the band, the family support, friend support, like, you deserve to have your, like, yes moment. No, so it's awesome.
I have a question.
Go, Jordan.
Yeah, I was listening to the track. It's great, of course, as listeners are about to hear. The vibe, it struck me as like outlaw country, and you mentioning the female warrior perspective. So, like, is outlaw country something that you thought about when creating this song?
Yeah, I think a lot of my inspiration for writing songs comes from writing stories. Ever since I was like quite little, I would write little short stories. And so the way that I write songs is kind of based off of the idea of trying to form a story behind it. And yeah, I think, you know, throughout history, there's been some pretty awesome women who, have not only kind of defied their circumstances, but also been an outlaw, as you put it. So I think, yeah, I think that's definitely the kind of message and visual landscape that we're going for when telling the story.
I think I'm not in any shape or form a writer, but I just know that I resonate with so many songs that are like a story base. You know, I can see it in my head, and I think that's just so. And when I heard the track, I was just like, oh yeah, like you can kind of, I don't know, I like to put myself kind of there. And I think telling stories through music is just such a beautiful way to share, you know, history and legends or perception of things. And you've done that in such a brilliant way with this song. And speaking of the creation behind this track, is there anything that kind of stands out as like key processes that you take from each session, writing session of across different tracks, or is it kind of a new experience every time?
Yeah, I think as a band we work in quite a fluid but habitual manner. We kind of do things quite similarly each time. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, because I'm the main singer, I write the lyrics and kind of form the general structure, and then everyone kind of attacks the song from the perspective of the instrument that they play. And we're really lucky in the band to have a variety of instruments. We've got some clarinet in there played by our lovely bandmate Evie, obviously our drum rhythm section played by Tane and Rocky, and then we've also got our guitarist who also plays a bit of banjo. And for the most part, there's kind of a variety of different perspectives that come from the songwriting, some of which is a perspective of understanding a lot about music theory, and kind of a couple of our bandmates were really lucky to study in Wellington and Auckland at music schools here. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of have that perspective when it comes to writing their parts, like what kind of fits, what fits in a kind of technical sense, and then also what fits in a emotive, creative storytelling kind of sense.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool. No, that's awesome. It's kind of like a little puzzle you like fit all together. So in the whole process of the song, did you have a particular snack that you brought to the studio? Sorry, this is just one of the questions I always ask. But yeah, do you have like a snack or drink?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the go-to, I am busy writing or making.
I think potentially I'd have to say, however embarrassingly, and as a mental health worker and alcohol and drug clinician, I don't condone, this is not me condoning binge drinking, but I definitely enjoy a nice crisp lion bread or one of those kind of varieties when writing music.
Hey, whatever floats your creative juices.
We do like beer.
That is a-okay. We drink it down here to keep warm, don't we, Jordan?
I mean, I don't personally drink.
But
I was listening to the song, I could imagine like having a beer.
A cold one.
Yeah. Like I could imagine like knocking the top off on like a desk or something. It's the vibe it gives.
No, fair enough. I reckon as long as you're responsible, you're good in that front. No, that's awesome. So with that whole process, was there any challenges that kind of, with you being a newish band and kind of working together, have you come across any challenges like in your different writing processes or creative processes, or are you kind of more like, oh no, like I see you, I got you, you know, you're kind of more cohesively trained?
I think maybe the most strong thing to overcome that I think a lot of bands have to overcome is stylistic differences.
Yeah.
I think, you know, generally speaking, as musicians, we have our own particular tastes that are irrespective of the instrument that we play or the kind of music that we make, and sometimes that can influence what kind of sound that we want to go for. And so I think we've definitely had, there's definitely been a process of engagement working out how to appropriately honour all of our influences.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, yeah. I think, you know, you can be a stronger... Everyone brings something to... In any sense, brings something to a table, but it's awesome that you guys have, you know, bring so many different things to create such an amazing track such as this one. So that's really cool. So what's next for Big Sur? Can you give us a wee insight? You see that you've got your EP release in August, so anything else we can expect?
Yeah, well, we, in the very early hours of Saturday morning, just been, we went into the studio and recorded most of the live EP, which was really, really great. And so we're just kind of chipping away at that at the moment. We're recording with this really awesome sound engineer called Graham Bennett, who has done a lot of work in the 70s and 80s with lots of punk and post-punk bands in New Zealand. And his kind of claim to fame was recording this really great punk band, American punk band Dead Moon in Invercargill, at a really notorious show that they played there.
Yep.
So a great guy to work with, and with such awesome experience. So yeah we're just going to continue building that kind of producer musician relationship with him. And hopefully you'll hear the EP in August.
Oh no, I'm excited. Like, from what I can get from this song, I'm bringing my girl boots and my Gaelic Celtic, you know, flag, and you know, it's awesome. No, so that is amazing. You're going to have so much experience with, like, knowledge from Graham's. So that's awesome. So no, thank you so much, Niamh, for joining us today. Sorry for my nervous manner.
No.
But we look forward to hearing more from you guys, and hopefully we can do kind of maybe a live to air, maybe, we don't know, maybe a live interview next time. A wee tour in August. So no, all the best for that, and thank you so much for coming on Radio 1.
Thank you so much for having
Perfect.
Me.
Also, quickly before you go, it's New Zealand Music Month.
Oh, yes.
So I'm very interested to hear what are, like, some of your favourite New Zealand artists?
Oh, yeah.
Contemporaries or those that have inspired?
Thank you so much for that. I have to give a massive shout-out because I shouted out this band and exposed our drummer as being, like, one of their number one fans. Auckland post-punk band Guardian Singles has got to be on the list. The work that Vera Allen in Wellington is doing is really, really awesome.
I love Vera.
Also my friend Poppy, who makes music with under the moniker Blue Cheese and lives in Dunedin. I want to shout her out.
Oh, awesome. Oh, maybe we'll have to get Poppy on. No, but that is some seriously awesome artists that you just listed there. So no, thank you so much again, and we look forward to seeing and hearing all the amazing things that you will bring to the music world. No, awesome.
Thank you.
So, everyone, this is Big Sur's Land on Radio 1 91 FM.
Dawn is for lovers and bakers. Try as she might, she can't hate her.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.